Caribou's hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches. We have the tremendous schuss of finishing the second parak, and the schuss of our limud Torah should obviously be a schuss for Am Yisrael, whether injured, whether fighting currently, right, and obviously Lili Nishmas, right, all the Kiddushim. So we say the mission that we are at the two dots on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, actually, which is a little bit far up, but it's okay. We will get to Mitzvah Shem. We'll get to the Mishnah today. The Mishnah, if you remember, had said, that it listed a bunch of things that are Asur B'Hana, and therefore you cannot use them, right, for Kiddushin, because you do not own them, or you're not allowed to get benefit from them. So we're going to go through a couple more, and finish up, and then switch gears. Well, not really switch gears so much, but we'll finish up the parak in that fashion. So it says the Mishnah of Chulin Shneshkutu B'Azara, if you shecht a regular animal in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, so it is Asur. Yeah, no, Menon immediately, how do you know that is true? So Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Amar Torah says, Shachot li b'shali, b'shalcha, right? Shecht mine in mine, and yours in yours. Mashali b'shalcha, aser, right? Av shalcha b'shali, right? Aser. Just like mine in yours, meaning when you shecht kodshim b'chutz, right? The iser of shchut echutz, right? That's aser b'ana. So too, if you shecht yours in mine, meaning if you shecht regular animals, right, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be aser. So the Gemara says, right? Imashali b'shalcha anushkaris, so av shalcha b'shali anushkaris. Well, maybe you should then extend it further, right? You should extend it the whole way, then, because shchut echutz is aser. Or is this or karis? But here, when you're shechting a regular animal in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not karis, right? So why don't we extend that to have the same onesh? So Amar Kos, the Pasuk says, "V'pesach olmoi lo hevio korban la'kriv korban Hashem v'nichras." Right? Al korban onush karis, but al chulin shenichtu bazara einar onush karis. Right? The Pasuk says that you only get karis, right, for a korban, or the korban that you shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. But if for a regular animal, right, there is no karis. The Gemara says you gila mifrach, but you can ask a kasha on that comparison, meaning if you're using that comparison, right, normally when we compare two halachos, they have to be similar, right? They have to have the same halachos, the same concepts, etc. So if you're telling me that this is a difference, that one is karis and one is not, right, so then that knocks down the whole memetzino. That knocks down the whole comparison between halachos. Right? Yikol mifrach l'shali v'shalcha, which you can't anush karis. Right? That it's one of them is karis, one of them is not. So you can't compare. Right? Shchut echutz and shechting nor chulin bazar. So Gemara says you're right. Enochinam. He says Rabbi. Rabbi says mehacha must be from here. V'shachato v'shachado so v'shachado so. Torah says tlosa kroy gzera. Right? The three extra psukim. Right? Ma talmud lomar that. It's talking about a korban shlomim. Those are different psukim that you have to shecht it. Right, so what is that teaching me? So the Gemara says, the fishin emrik, the pasuk says, ki yirchak mimcha makom v'zavachta. Right, if it's too far, right, meaning it's the Beis HaMikdash is too far from you, and then you will shecht. Meaning that, again, what that's talking about is that basically it was usher to use a bama, right, you weren't allowed to shecht. Back in the day, when you had the Mishkan, so you couldn't shecht outside the Mishkan, right, unless you brought it as a korban. So basically, if you wanted to eat an animal, if you wanted to eat meat, right, you would have to shecht it and then bring it, right, on the Mizbeach. And then when the Bnei Yisrael got to Eretz Yisrael, right, so that was basically, that was lifted, man. That was not, what's it called? That was not, that was not enforced. If you look at Rashi, the fish and emmer kirchak v'zalachta, right? Uba kosev lahatir lahem baser taiva, right? Baser taiva means meat that you, not that you have a tremendous taiva, but that means meat that you want to eat, right? It allowed them to eat baser, that regular meat, kishy mishyavo la'aretz, from when they came to Eretz Yisrael. V'hem Yisrael chaknu min ha-mishkan, and they're far from the Mishkan. L'fisha b'midbar lo huchu lechol shum behema haruya l'krava el ha'adei ha'krava, right? Again, because as we explained, they were only allowed, right, to eat meat when they brought a korban. So that pasuk is teaching me that you're allowed to shecht meat anywhere, right? So the Gemara learns out, Berichuk makom atazuveach v'yitazuveach makom karov, right? That you're allowed to shecht far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not allowed to shecht to a place near the Beis HaMikdash, i.e., inside the Beis HaMikdash, right? Pralechulin shalo yichshkatu be'azara, right? That tells me that you're not allowed to shecht chulin be'azara. So ve'inli elatmiu. That only tells me that the animal is complete, meaning that is able to be brought as a korban. Haruriin likariv, that are able to be brought as a korban. Menayin l'rabbas balimumim. How do you know that you can't shecht an animal that has, three legs, whatever, in the Beis HaMikdash, that you couldn't bring as a korban? So marbe anis balimumim shekein min hamachshir. Remember, you have to include that because they're the same type, they're the same min, they're the same species, but as the animals that are allowed to be korbanos. So it's just logical that you would extend that to animals that are not fit to be korbanos, but that are the same type of animal. Minayin l'rabas is a chaya. So how do you know you can also include a chaya? Chaya is like not a domesticated animal, like a deer or something like that. Right? Obviously not brought as a korban, but you're allowed to shecht it. It's kosher meat. So marbani is a chaya, shiv shechita kebehema. Right? So that you since you use the same shechita, right? So that is we're going to include chaya as well. Minayin l'rabas is ofos. How do you know that you should also include birds? Rashi says because birds are not mentioned. Rashi says that the Torah, their shechita is not mentioned specifically in the Chumash, even though, yes, to eat a bird you have to shecht it, obviously. Therefore, we have the three psukim. Yachol lo yishchad v'mishachar yehi mutter. You might have thought, not again when we learned that these things, right, that again, we said that now we had, meaning we just learned that they're usher, right, now he tells me that there's usher behana. Right? You might have thought that if you shecht these things in the base of Mekdesh Chulim Ba'azara, so then you should be able to eat the meat. Tamalomar, the Pasuk says, therefore, kirchag v'mcham akom v'zavachta v'achalta. Right, if you're far away from the base of Mekdesh, you can shecht, right, and you can eat. Right, you can eat whatever you shecht outside of the Hamikdash, but not what you shecht inside. Then probably chulin shnech to a bazar. That tells me that chulin that's shechted in the bazar in the Beis Hamikdash, right, is aser b'ana. Mainly elat mimim. That again, we do this again. Right, that's also only animals that you could have used as a korban. Haruyin lekrayv minayin l'rabas bali mumim. How do you know that you could? That also includes animals that have a mum that are not fit to be a korban. Marbani bali mumim shekem in a machshir. Right, the same thing, just because it's the same species. Minayin l'rabas is a chaya. How do you know you should include a chaya like a deer? So marbani is because it has the same way of kashering the meat, right, by shechita. My menayin l'rabas is ofos. How do you know about birds? So again, tamalom v'shechato v'shechadoso v'shechadoso. Fine. So yochol lo yishchot v'im shachat yashichan alifnei klavim. You might have thought that you can't. Okay, so now you can't. I mean, that just taught me that you can't eat it if you shecht it inside the Beis Hamikdash. How do you know that it's asur b'hana? I mean, you might have thought that you can't shecht as a chulin b'azara, and we just learned that you also can't eat it if you do shecht it in the azara. And now, how do you know that you have to throw it to the dogs, i.e. that is asur b'hana as well? Tamalomar, therefore, the Pasuk says, the kelev tashlich l'noso, right? Give it to the dog. Oso tashlich l'kelev v'yata mashlich chulin shnech to b'azara, right? That Pasuk is by a treifa. A treifa, animals, that's not kosher, right? You find the animal, you rip it open and see that it's missing three lungs, whatever. It's missing. It's not going to live long. So that's a treifa. It's not kosher. That you can give to a dog, but you can't give chul shenishchut to bazar if regular animals that were shechted right in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Now, Ashkenu Mar Yehuda l'Rav Yosef l'Rav Shmuel b'Rei d'Rava bar Barachana d'Avu Kaimi apischa d'Bei Rava. Right, those two Mar Yehuda and Rav Shmuel were standing outside Rabba's base matters. And Amalu, he said to them, right, Tanya the Bryce says, I'm a Kaddish, Bepeter, Chamor, Bebasa, Bechala, Bechulish, Nechsh, Bezara. Right, all of those three things, right, again, that's the things that we've listed, some of the things we've listed are our Mishnah. If you're a Kaddish with any of them, so Rabbi Shimon Omer Mekudeshes, right, Rabbi Shimon says it does work, and Chamim Omerim ain't a Mekudesh. The Chamim say, as we learned in our Mishnah, that it's no good. Now, that's not so crazy. Again, we saw before, if you remember yesterday, Rabbi Shimon holds that Peter Chamor is mutter b'ana, and then bas b'chalav is mutter b'ana. So that now we're what he's focusing on now is the third one that we listed is chulin shenichsu b'azara, right? Apparently Rabbi Shimon holds that it's also mutter b'ana against what we've been saying right up until now. So Alma, apparently what do you see? Right, chulin shenichsu b'azara, Rabbi Shimon left d'araisa. Apparently we see that it's not d'araisa, right? Again, because if it's d'araisa, is it going to be asur b'ana? Or Aminu, hold on 1 second, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, chulin shenichsu b'azara yisrafu, v'chein chai shenichsu b'azara, right? Do you have to burn, right? Any chulin shenichsu to Ba'azara, any regular animals that are shechted in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to burn it, right? And so to a chaya, so too if you shechted a chaya like a deer, right, in the Beis Hamikdash, right, it can't be brought as a korban, right? That's not allowed. So that you shecht it legamrei. So what do you do with that? Right? Again, Rabbi Shimon says that you have to burn it. It seems to imply that it's asur b'ana. So yishtiku, sure enough, they were quiet and they couldn't answer him. So also they made their abbas. They went to Rabba. I mean, that wasn't Rabba they were talking to. Obviously, they went to Rabba, and Amalu, he said to them, Palga. Okminchu. I see that Mar Yehuda, right, who apparently was the palga, Rashi says over here, right, he was counterin. He was a counter, you know, arguer. He was always, you know, an antagonistic. Ragil l'chlok al chaverav. He would always right, to kind of like bother his friends. Okay, so he sees that he apparently he had a good kasha. So Achumai Askinan, so he explained that what's the case where Rabbi Shimon says that it is a good kiddushin. That's kigosh nichshkata v'nimsa treifa, right? That Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, right? When that's when you shechted it, right? That the animal right ended up being a treifa, and this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Tanya is within the Raisa. Shogat is a treifa. V'chein shogat nimsa treifa. Zev is a chulin be'azara. Rabbi Shimon matir be'ana v'chachamim masur. Right, that if you shecht, let's say a treifa or an animal that turns out to be a treifa, it's chulin shenechtu be'azara. Right, and Rabbi Shimon says you are allowed taka to use that in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Right, legamrei. Okay, fine. Macharon v'kidesh b'dmeiyam mikdash. Meaning, so that's therefore there's no steer Rabbi Shimon Shita. Right, that's a specific case that we're not talking about. But if he would not be a treifa, so then he would agree that it would be aser b'ana. Macharon v'kidesh b'dmeiyam mikdash. Again, we said that if you sold them, again, and if you remember the Mishnah, if we said in the Mishnah that if you sold these items that are aser b'ana, and then you use the money, I said that mikudesh is that it does work, meaning that we don't transfer the isur hana from the item to the money. Meaning, if not, you're not allowed to benefit from this item, but if you do, if you get the money for it, so then the money can be used for kiddushin. The question is, minolan, how do you know that you don't extend right the isur hana right onto the money that you sell, that you acquire right for the items that are also brought now? So the Gemara says, midigal rachmana b'avodas kochavim. Suppose it says by avodah zara, v'yisa chirim kamahu. Right, that you will become chayrim like the avodah zara. So apparently, what do you see? Kol shetam mehaya, what is it? Mehaya heimenu harehu kamahu. Right, whatever you get from it is like it is. Meaning, mechlau the kol isrim shavatorah sharu. Meaning that's only by avodah zara. Apparently, we see that is only true by avodah zara. That if you sell avodah zara, benefit from avodah zara in any way, right? That's the thing you get for it is usher. But as opposed to other areas, right, of chumash. Therefore, if you sell these items that are usher behana and use it for kiddushin, you're allowed to marry. And that works. Gemara says, one second, but Nehalef Mina, what do you mean? Maybe the Torah is giving us a rule, right, that anything that is usher b'ana, you're not allowed to benefit, that transfers onto the money. Why are we saying that it's only by avodah zara as opposed to learning from there to teach me that it's true everywhere? So Gemara says, we should have avodah kocham m'shviyah shnei ksumim b'anke echad, because we have two games, shnei ksumim b'anke echad. You have a Shemitah as well. You have a Shemitah, again, you're not allowed to benefit from Shemitah produce, and you might have issues, right, if you sell it, etc. Right, you have these Isurim as well, similar Isur, right, if you get any money for it, right, it's also to use that money, so and that's, therefore, Shniksun B'Gachad, which we had earlier in the Masechta, if you remember, Shniksun B'Gachad, Eim Alamden, and therefore, once the Torah gives two examples, right, you don't extend that to other areas of halacha. So Gemara says, Avodah Kachavim Ha'damran, right, Shvias Mahis. Okay, so we just learned the halacha, Avodah Kachavim, what are we talking about by Shemitah? So Pasuk says, Yovel hi kodesh te alachem. Right, that is Yovel, it's kodesh to you, Makodesh tofes is damav, Av Shvias tofes is damav. Just like if you move the kedusha from a korban, right? If you redeem an animal from a korban, the money gains the kedusha of the korban. So too by shemitah, right? The money will go, right? If you sell shemitah produce, right? The isra hana will transfer right onto the money that you get for it. So the Gemara says, one second, v'imak kodesh tofes is dama v'yotze l'chulin, av shviyas tofes is dama v'yotze l'chulin. What do you mean by kachim? You can redeem. What do you do by kachim? You redeem the kachim, and the kachim itself loses its kedusha, right? If you redeem the animal, the money, okay, the money becomes kadosh, but the animal itself becomes chulin. So maybe that should apply by Shemitah as well. Right? I mean, therefore the pasuk says, tiyed, it will be, meaning it is always, right? The Shemitah produce is always as it is. Ketad, how so? And the Gemara just explains, it illustrates, lokach beperes shviyas baser. Right? If you don't get money, but you give Shemitah produce and you get meat. So ve'elu ve'elu mis barin b'shviyas, right? All of them are shaykh to the iser of beer. That's halacha of Shemitah, right? Whenever there's no more produce in the fields, you have to burn whatever you have in your house. So that halacha, even though meat is obviously not Shemitah produce, but that would apply to whatever you sold for it, right? And the meat as well. V'baser dogim, right? Yatzah baser v'nechtes dogim. Right? If you then sell the meat for fish, then the fish are the ones who are shaykh to the halachas of beer. Bedagim yain, yatsu dagim v'nechtes yain. If you trade it for wine, so then shaykh comes to the wine. B'yayim b'shemen, right? Yatsu yain v'nechtes shemen. So too, right? It goes all the way to the shemen. How does that work? Achron nitzbas b'shvias, right? Upere atzmo Usher. Right? Again, that the last one you got, right? Again, all the other stuff becomes not chulin, right? It becomes non-shemitah. But the last thing you got after trading, right, all these things, right, that is going to have the kedusha of the shemitah produce and obviously the shemitah produce itself. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So that's shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad. Hanichal amadar ma'ayim melamdin. So that's great. Again, if you remember, we had a machlokas, right, whether shnei ksuvim b'ayin ke'echad melamdin or ayin melamdin. If you have two psukim that give you, teach you halacha, can you extend that to other realms of halacha, right? The normative understanding is that it can't. You can't, because the Torah gave you two specific examples. And that was trying to be specific. There is opinion, though, that says you can learn from two to the rest of the Torah. So, what can you do with that opinion? So the Gemara says, right, you have another pasuk. Right, the pasuk says, right, that by Avodah Zarah it says it's Chayrim, and by Shemitah it says it's Yovel. Right, he in midi achrini lo. Meaning those things specifically, yes, yovel he. All right, those are the things that are shaykh this halacha, right, of the isra hana transferring. Right, but other things, right, are not. Okay, fine. Last mission of the parak. The mission says like this: now, as opposed to things that are usher to use for kiddushin, these things you are allowed to use for kiddushin. Now, makadish with trumos, that you know, this truma, maestros, meiser, matanos, that's the gift they give a kohen, right? Mechatas, eferchatas, right? The water of the paraduma, the efer, the ash of the paraduma, harizim kudeshas, right? Apparently that works. Vafilu yisrael, and even right if the guy giving, be trying to marry somebody, is yisrael, obviously who's not going to keep. Right, the truma, the meiser, and the matanos, etc. So the Gemara is going to discuss exactly why that should be true. Gemara gets into it right away. Amar Ula, Ula says, Tova Sona Eina Mamon. The Tova Sona literally means the good of the Hana, of the benefit. What that means is basically if that you are going to give someone something, meaning you're not giving somebody anything that you own, but you have the ability to determine where it goes, right? And you can, the ability to choose who you give your truma to, right, is some sort of, is what's called tovos, right, hona. Right, and does that have any value whatsoever? So Ula says that it doesn't, and obviously our mission implies that it does, because you don't own right truma, right? Hamakadosh betrumos, right? Again, you don't own truma, for example, and but you can use it to be makadosh a woman. So apparently, you see that there is some sort of value, and therefore the Gemara says, "Esvi Rabbi Abel Ula hamakadosh betrumos meisus matanos bemechadus meifer para raizim makadosh afilu beYisrael." Right, even if it's Yisrael who doesn't own this stuff. Right, so apparently he can give it to choose whoever he gives it to. Right, so the chora that seems to imply that tovus hona, the ability to choose, right, is valuable. It does have some sort of value. So malay hacha b'yisrael shenafu lo tevol in the base avi imo kohen. Case is not where the guy took off his own truma, but here he inherited truma and really tevol, as the Gemara says. Meaning that Truma has not been separated yet. Truma from Maestros have not been separated. Right? He got it from his grandfather, who is a Kohen. Grandfather is a Kohen. Right? He gets some Tevel. And he has to separate Truma from Maestros, but now he actually owns that stuff. And we hold, right? And we hold that if gifts that have not been separated yet are viewed as if right, they are separate. As the Gemara explains, right? The Gemara doesn't explain right now. Last little detail that the trumos that are and maestros that have not been separated yet are as if they have separated. So let's just read Rashi three lines up. Ho'ol ve'omedes litrom, since they're going to be given right separated. V'nigmar malachto, and the produce is finished and it's ready to be rolled. Lakach. Right, and the Kohen was already Zocha in his Truma. Because what does this his grandfather the Kohen do? All he had to do was to separate it and he could keep it of himself. So he could have kept it himself. So af yorish zeh. So too the guy who inherited it, Yefrishenu, right, he can separate it, and then what does he do? Vim Karena la Kohanim, and he can sell it to the Kohanim, meaning this has actual value, right? He actually owns this Truma that he can sell to Kohanim. In Tim Karana. Okay, but who I didn't, Nami Lamatsi Ukma, but Truma Shinafu Lama Bezavi. Okay, fine. Good. So that's okay. That's the case over here. When this guy inherited something and he has the ability, now he can sell it right to other kohanim. So that has real, actual monetary value. That's why right, that's why our Mishnah says mekudeshes according to Ula. Bar Avin Merevuna. Right, and that's how Ula can hold that tovas hana ain't a mamon, because the ability to choose who you give the truma surmises that that's not what we're talking about in our Mishnah. It's a different case entirely, right, where you actually had actual value right of the truma surmises. So tovas hana ain't a mamon, right? Do we pass on like Ula or not? Right? Is the do we understand that the ability to choose who gets stuff, the ability to give somebody some sort of hana, is that valuable or not? So Amalei Tini Tuoi says it's a Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah, Makadosh Pshimus Maisus Matanos Meichadus Veifer Paro Harizim Kadeshes Vilu Biyisrael, right? So that's our Mishnah. So Amalei said to him, what do you mean? What, didn't you just learn the last Gemara? Falavu Kinda Biyisrael Shenafu Lil Tvelon Beis Avi Imo Kohen. Why we just explained that it's not talking about Tovus Hana whatsoever? So Amalei Hutzah. So Rav Huna said to Ruchi Bar Alvin Hutzah, right? Hutzah implying like kind of get out of here. So Ichsif, so Ruchi was embarrassed. He was upset. So who suffered Mishmata Kamarle, right? What he thought he was saying, get out of here, right? Get out of this discussion. So Amalei. So he said to him, no, what I meant was, Rav Asi de Hutzal Kaika Vaseich, that Rav Asi from Hutzal, meaning you agree with Rav Asi, who agrees with you, says like you, that this is what our Mishnah is talking about. Name a Ketanaim, maybe this Machogas, or whether Tobos or not, is Mamun or not, is a Machogas Tanaim, right? The Hagonev Tivlo Shachavero, right? If you steal somebody's Tevel, Mishalm will demate Tivlo Shachavero, Divir Rebbe, right? You pay the value of the Tevel. Rabbi Yosef, meaning if you steal 100 bushels of wheat, so you pay the whole full, and you haven't said, that guy hasn't separated Trimus and Mashas, you pay the full value of the 100 bushels. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Omer, no, in a Mishalm el demay chulin shavo. You don't pay the full 100 value of the wheat, because what do you mean? This guy's not keeping all of it, right? He takes 100 bushels and he's given 2 for truma, he's giving 10 for meiser, he's separating meiser sheni, right? Well, this guy's not keeping the whole thing. Why would you pay 100? So my love, v'akam ifki, and isn't this the machlokas, right? In our mishnah, in that mishnah. Okay, so brisa, right? Demar sabr tovus hana mamun, demar sabr tovus hana hana. Ain't no mamon, right? The only question is, right? Is there any value in determining who you're going to give, right, the stuff to? And we're going to have a bunch of different explanations of this price. Squire says, "Lo, that's not the machlokas whatsoever. The kuli alma tovus hana ain't no mamon. Really, everybody could hold that the ability to choose who gets stuff, the ability to choose some sort of benefit for somebody else, right? That is not valuable. The hacha, what's our case over here? But tvalim shenaflu lo mbezaviyeh imo koin. Same case as our mishnah. Matano shaluhurma kmishuhurmi odayin kemifli. And the question is whether you view these truma portions as if they were separated already or not, even though they haven't been. Right? Meaning if they have been separated, so then right, the grandfather Cohen acquired them, and then the inheritor, right, the grandson, can sell them. Right? If not, so then they're still part of the tevel, and he can't. So Marsavar Kamisha Hormi Damian, Marsavar Lav Kamisha Hormi Damian. Okay, one holds yes, one holds no. Eboy Sema, another way to understand this price. The Kuliyama Kamisha Hormi Damian. Really, everybody holds that it's as if the matanos were separated. But Tosana Eno Mamon, and really the Tosana, right, is not money, right? The ability to choose who you give it to is not money. The Acha, what's the Machlogas? But the Shmuel Kamitvogi, it's Machlogas of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Shmuel. It says chita achas bateres sakri, right? Whether we say that one grain, right, bothers the entire kri, meaning that there's no truma. Really, there's no minimum share for truma. Really, you could separate one grain and be pater from truma. So that's a machogas. Do we hold of that? Right? If you hold of that, that one grain gets rid of the kri, gets rid of everything. So yeah, so then the guy owes him for the entire 100 bushels. If you hold that it doesn't, so then you have to pay him, 100 bushels less all of the matanos. And so that's what we say. Islay lishmol, umar leslay lishmol. Viboy zema, or another way to understand, the kuli amal leslay lishmol. Really, everybody disagrees with Shmuel and doesn't hold that you can just pater yourself from truma for one little grain. V'alcha, hainan tami de Rebbe. Right here, the Rebbe's reason, again, that you have to pay the whole thing, is to kasur rabbanan leganav. It has nothing to do with any of these halachas we've been talking about. We're just penalizing the guy who stole stuff. Why would you steal 100? And now because there's some halakhic thing, right? This guy doesn't own this. It doesn't go there. There's separate shumas and maizers. Now the guy's only going to pay back, whatever the number is, 80-something bushels, right? That's you don't want to affect his risk reward and encourage him to steal because he doesn't have to pay back the whole thing. Okay, Viboy Sema, or another possibility, that really everybody holds a shmuel, that one grain will get rid of the entire thing. Then why wouldn't you have to pay back the entire value of the bushels of wheat that you stole. Behind the time of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, to consider upon the Baal HaBayis, right? The delo iboile lishue letivle. And here, the reason that he wouldn't have to pay back the entire value is because we're penalizing not the thief, not the ganav, but the Baal HaBayis, the guy who owns these 100 bushels. Why didn't you take your truma yet? Right, you're leaving tevel out there. Right, tevel is usher to eat, very big isser. Right, and misa b'deshamayim. Well, why in the world would you leave your tevel out there? So if you left your tevel out, so we're going to punish you or fine you or whatever it is, and make the ganav only pay back 100 less all the matanos. Okay, tanan. We learned in our Mishnah Makadesh, but trumos ma'isros rei matanos mechatas ve'evrapora harizim makadeshes al pishay Israel. Again, that's our Mishnah. Or minu. What about we have a steer in another Mishnah? Mishnah is in Bechoros. Hanotos char lodun. If a person takes money for judging, obviously that's bad, right? That's bribery. Dinov betalim, the judgment is null and void, right? It's no good. Lahayid, if you take money for being an aid, edusa betala, the edus is no good. Lahazos lakadish, if you take money for sprinkling the mechatas or mixing, lakadish obviously doesn't mean kiddushin, it means here to mix the chata, the paraduma water, meim of meimara, right? His water is like the water in a cave, which is no good. The afro efer makala, and the ashes are regular ashes, which are also no good. So here, apparently, we see you're not allowed to take money, right, for the efer of a para or the water of the para. And our Mishnah says that's mikudeshes, that if you use it, right, apparently you do have some sort of value, right? There is some sort of benefit. Some rabbi says lokasha kan beschar hava miloi kan beschar hazav kiddush. The question is, what they're getting the money for? If you're getting the money for actual service, the actual avoda of the para duma, right, for the sprinkling or the mixing, whatever it is, so that's also, right, so that's no good because then you're not getting. But that's but pescharavo miloi, but bringing it, right, transporting it, right, bringing it, you know, and whatever. So then that is something that that you are allowed to get payment for, and that's actually something that's halacha lemaisa, right? Again, when you pay, not exactly the same case, but very similar. But when you pay a balkore or a chazan or whatever, right, the issue of schar shabbos, right? When we say that you're not allowed to get payment for work on Shabbos, what they usually do is that they pay him for the work he did during the week, right? Preparing, right? A Bakori has to prepare. It's not just, you know, call him up on Thursday night, do you mind, can you lay in Brachos? Yeah, okay, no problem. 164 psukim, no sweat. That's, or thereabouts. Right? That, no, you're paying him for the prep. Right, so the Mishnah says, yeah, it makes a lot of sense in the Lashon. Tekatani, because we learned Hachum Mechatas of Efer Para. Right here it says the mechatas and the efer para, meaning that they're separate. For katani hasam, it says over there lahazus lakadesh, right, to mix, right, implying that you actually had the two of them mixed together already, right, and that was the sprinkling. That was why the payment is no good, because there you're doing the avoda already; it's already been mixed, and here you're just bringing the thing separately. Shmamina, apparently that makes a lot of sense, and therefore that's the pshat. Hadra lachayish mekadesh, baruch Hashem. We'll be zocha to start the third parak of kedushin tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.